Thursdays at 9. Normally, Hart is in here, but Fitzy is in instead. Hart was in this afternoon. We do the quiz with Stiz. And this, you never know what's going to happen here. Fitzy, I'll let Stiz explain the rules and the format.
All right, gentlemen. So this is Fitzy's first time playing, so we'll go over the rules real quick. I have 10 questions. I will tell you the theme in a minute here. At first, you guys will have to try to just guess. If either one of you's, if both of you's get it incorrect, we will then go to... We will then go to multiple choice, and if both of you get the multiple choice wrong, then no one gets the point. No one gets a free point because the others two have been eliminated.
Fair enough.
Andy Hart put up a fit
He had a little hard time for that.
Yes. Okay. Heads or tails, Keith?
Tails never fails.
Tails it is. Okay, you are going to go first. Tonight's theme... Mother's Day on Sunday. Shout out all the wonderful moms
That's
out there.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
My mom, a saint, Joanne, for raising the demon that is me. So tonight's theme is mothers. Famous mothers, various mother
Love
trivia.
It.
All
Love
about
it.
Mothers.
Okay? Mom trivia. Love it.
Mom trivia. Okay. Keith.
Yes.
This famous mother infamously had an affair with her son's friend who was also a singer.
Wow. This... mom had an affair with her son's friend. And they're all singers in this scenario?
No, the friend
was
friend, a singer.
Oh, the friend was a singer. Madonna.
No, I'm sorry. Nick. This
Priscilla Presley.
No, sorry. This famous mother infamously had an affair with her son's friend who was also a singer. Was it A, Keith, Kim Kardashian, B, Jada Pinkett, C, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Jada Pinkett.
That's right. Yep. Jada Pinkett.
So I did not think of her as a singer.
Infamously had an affair with a singer, August Alsina.
Okay.
All right, Nick.
Point for Keith.
That's right.
All right, here
Nick,
we go. That's how you play.
That's how you play. Yeah. This famous mother of two enjoys cutting the buds off of roses, which she discards, keeping only the stems.
What on earth?
This famous mother
they're all famous
loves
moms.
Cutting roses, cutting discarding roses. The petals, and keeping the stems. Psycho Jones?
No, I'm sorry.
Not Psycho
Keith.
Jones. That would be... Princess Diana.
Poof. No.
She's not going to make it down to something.
She's not.
Nick, the famous mother enjoys cutting the buds off of roses. Is it A, Norma Bates, B, Pamela Voorhees, or C, Morticia Adams?
Oh, Morticia Adams.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
I didn't know fictional mothers were going to
still a mom. Sure. So she's Wednesday season two they're making.
I never watched the first
Excellent.
Season. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I got to watch. I have that saved on my Kindle. I haven't watched this.
Wednesday's fun. Wednesday's really good. Okay. And they're adding to the cast for season two. It looks pretty promising.
Good to know.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Back to Keith. Good moms will go to war for their kids. And there's no mom more ready than this mom. Her innate desire to protect this innocent girl led to the classic scene of her yelling, "Get away from her, you B-word."
Oh.
Not sure if we can say that, so I just went with B-word.
Okay. Get away from her, you B-word. Famously. The mom from Carrie?
No, I'm sorry.
No, she had other things to say.
Yeah, and we would need a name anyway.
Oh, okay.
Nick.
Don't even bother. Who is Ellen Ripley?
Nailed it!
Wow.
From the famous movie Alien. Nailed it.
Nice.
Alien. She said it in Aliens. In Alien, she's like, hey, the underwear I'm wearing is really small.
Yeah, that was an odd choice.
Yeah.
Also,
John Hurt's chest exploded.
All right, Nick. Called, quote, the most dangerous woman in America, all four of her children died in a yellow fever epidemic long before her career as a labor organizer.
Oh, Norma Rae. Norma Jean, sorry.
Norma Jean. Does she have a nickname?
Does he need the nickname?
Yeah, I think so.
Old hard hitting, lean mean Norma Jean.
No, I'm sorry. Keith.
Fast Norma Jean.
Fast Norma Jean. No, I'm sorry. all right. Nick, is it A, Mother Jones, B, Mother Teresa, or C, Jackie Kennedy?
Mother Jones.
That's right. Now, I don't believe Norma Jean is Mother Jones, right?
I have no idea, dude.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
I came close enough.
Okay.
Horseshoes, hand, you know what they say, Keith? Horseshoes, hands, grenades, and stiz.
And stiz quiz, where he, like, after asking the questions, like, right, guys? Right,
right. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Right? Is that it?
All right, Keith.
Yes.
Which president signed Mother's Day into law?
Oh, which president signed Mother's Day into
law? That's right.
That would be Teddy Roosevelt.
No, I'm sorry. Nick.
I'm going to go with Franklin Roosevelt.
Ooh, no, I'm sorry. Keith, which president signed Mother's Day into law? Was it A, Dwight Eisenhower, B, Theodore Roosevelt, or C, Woodrow Wilson?
Ooh, I'll go Dwight Eisenhower.
No, I'm sorry. Nick.
I'll go Woodrow Wilson.
That's right.
Oh,
in 1914, Mother's Day was signed into law by Woodrow Wilson.
110 years of Mother's Day?
That's right.
Fenway Park was right around, what, 1912?
Yeah.
Or Fenway?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Barely predates Mother's Day.
Hey, if mom isn't dying from emphysema, take her to Fenway Park this Mother's Day.
Could have been somebody's Titanic gift.
I know you'll probably sit down and think, geez, my knees hurt like I have polio, but enjoy the day.
All right. I believe we're on Nick.
No, Titanic was 1912. So
yeah,
there were no Mother's Day gifts for the Titanic.
All right. None. Just
Nick,
lots of water.
I touched the Titanic. True story. Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, he did. He did.
You touched the Titanic?
I touched the actual Titanic. Yes.
How'd that happen?
So we went to Vegas. They sent us to Vegas.
Yep. Same trip where he made my friend leave the Martin Short show to go see Chris
That's
Angel.
Right, for the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Mind freak.
We were staying at the Luxor, which has the permanent Titanic exhibit, which I highly recommend.
No kidding.
And in the 90s, they pulled up this like 30 by 30 giant piece of the Titanic, which they called the big piece. It's behind like ropes and stuff.
Yeah.
I went in there pretty early. No one was there. I looked around, I ducked under the rope, and I touched it.
Wow, so I like that.
I touched the Titanic.
Him and the unsinkable Molly Brown, something they have in common.
all right, Nick. She would go on to become the mother of the leader of the human resistance, but got her start as a humble teenage waitress living in Los Angeles.
Are you Sarah Connor?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 5-1.
I was getting smoked here on mom
smoked.
Trivia.
We got four more questions, Keith. You need to get them all.
I got to clean sweep it.
All right, Keith. While she is content being a stay-at-home mom, you may be surprised to hear this famous matriarch has held a total of 26 jobs, including mayor of the town that she resides in.
26 jobs?
Yeah, she had a lot of jobs.
That is a ton of jobs. Man, let's go with Nancy Reagan.
No, I'm sorry. Nick.
I'm just going to, I don't know, Dolly Parton?
No, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
This famous mom, surprised to hear she has 26 jobs, including the mayor of the town she resides in. Keith, is it A, Lois Griffin, B, Claire Huxtable, or C, Marge Simpson?
Man. Marge Simpson?
That's right.
Yes.
That's wow.
Right. Yes.
All right.
She beat Mayor Quimby.
Claire Huxtable was a lawyer, for God's sakes, right?
Yes, she was.
All right. Yep.
And Lois Griffith, what is she?
That's Family Guy. I don't know what she does.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
But she might also be.
I don't know if she had a job. She might just be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Ow, Peter.
Not bad. all right, Nick. This country celebrates Mother's Day by tying mom up. Which country is it?
I want to move there, Stan.
No, I'm sorry. Keith.
That would be Finland.
No, I'm sorry. Nick, is it A, Serbia, B, Israel, or C, Kuwait?
Oh, definitely Kuwait.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Serbia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
he's
Keith
halfway
is
there.
Now. Let's the comeback go. Here it comes. Blazed.
He's halfway there.
My back against the wall is all I needed. Jared, here we go.
All right, Keith. This famous mom's first husband disappeared without an explanation, leaving her to raise their three girls. Not just a stay-at-home mom, she's also a sculptor, a singer, and an activist.
Oh, boy. Sculptor, singer, activist. Man. Celine Dion.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Carol Brady.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
From fantastic. 45 feet away. That was Caitlin Clark bomb.
So the hint in there was you left to raise the three girls.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to give it away, actually.
Yep, I know.
Actually, it was Diz, it was when you said, here's a story.
All righty. And Nick, for the final question. According to salary.com, how much money should a stay-at-home mom make if she was compensated for all that she does?
I'm going to go on the low side, but it's still like a living wage, $85,000.
No, I'm sorry. Keith.
I'm going to say you can't put a price on it.
Aw, we all win. No, I'm sorry.
All right.
According to salary.com, how much money should a stay-at-home mom make if she was compensated for all that she does? Nick, is it A, $163,000 a year, B, $94,000 a year, or C, $65,000 a year?
I'll go with $94,000.
No, I'm sorry. Keith.
I'm going to go with the 163.
That's right. $163,000.
Think about it. If you put
your mom does.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because if you put in just daycare, like half days for half the week, and add that up?
Yeah.
It's insane, let alone the whole 24/7, if that's what it is. So there you go. There's your first quiz with Stiz. What do you think?
Oh, I had a blast. I'd do it again and again.
Congratulations for your win.
That's right. Yeah.
Who knows when the next one will be? Although we do have Thursday seems to be the sweet spot for Red Sox off days.
Yeah.
Either off days or day games.
Yeah.
But